Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. I'm broadcasting live from the Eastern Shore of Virginia over in the Virginia Beach Hampton Roads area. Beautiful, magnificent, wonderful part of the United States of America. I got great people over here. I've already met a bunch of them and got a lot more of them to meet today as I continue. I didn't mention earlier they're having their Small Business of the Year Awards here. The Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce is. And they've invited me to come over and be the keynote speaker. That's what I'm doing here today. I'm going to be delivering a keynote speech a little bit later on. But we'll get back to that later on. Right now, I want to introduce you to Steve Coppin. Steve is the president of Clark Coppin Development Company. He also is an award-winning small business owner. He is the Town Bank Small Business Winner Award winner of the year. That's the name of that particular award. And he's here right now. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, you're a developer, right? You go out and you see a raw piece of land and you imagine the possibilities, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what developers do, but mine's not quite exactly like that. Mine's a little more, I try to get in the middle of a deal where I bring people together and just bring in the other people.
So that's kind of in my background, I would call that like a syndicator.
You can do that if you like. That works for me.
No, what I mean is somebody who puts a deal together, who brings people together and brings financing together, brings the contractors together, bring the buyers together, that kind of thing. It sounds like that's what you're describing.
I'm a syndicator.
Hey, okay, so now you've been very successful. You told me that you recently did a marina in a neighboring town and you sold that recently, didn't you?
I sold my interest in it. I bought into a marina in Ocean View. It's called Taylor's Landing Marine Center, and I was fortunate to get into that, and we built a dry storage, and I ran it with my partners for 5 years, and then I sold my interests to a national company.
Yeah, and so now you've started another development company. What are you working on now?
I'm down in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. I think real estate's pretty good right now, if you can afford to hold on to it for a while before the market comes around. So I bought 71 lots in a subdivision next to the Coast Guard base down there called Pelican Point Village. It's a 55-plus active adult community.
When I look around and I see I heard somebody once said, you know, when you financially speaking, when you see blood running in the street, that's the time to buy. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. If you can afford to hold on to it until it comes around, I call it like a trough right now. The prices are down, people are afraid to get in, and there's some wonderful deals out there.
Yeah, I think you're right, but you got to know what you're doing, and you obviously do. Now, you had a little setback in recent years, haven't you?
I guess you could call it a setback. That's true.
But now you've turned it. You know, I mean, I don't want to minimize what happened to you, and I'm going to let you tell the audience, but you've actually turned it into what I consider to be your strength and your the way you treated this, the way you continue to work, you turned it into more of an inconvenience. Tell the audience what I'm talking about.
Jim, that's a good way to look at it. I appreciate that. 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. The short word for it's incurable bone cancer. And I'm the healthiest guy, except that I got a terminal illness that you'll ever meet. I've been teaching martial arts for 37 years at the Norfolk YMCA, and I'm just very healthy. But 8 years ago, I had pneumonia 5 times in 15 months, and my doctors just said, hey, Steve, there's something going on here. So anyway, they uncovered this cancer in my blood called multiple myeloma. And so basically I had to refocus and make some changes. It got me down for about an hour when I was diagnosed with it until I realized what was going on there. So that's why I sold my marine interest, because there was 9 companies tied together, so I had to kind of unwind that so my estate, if something were to happen in the short term instead of later. And I guess you could say I'm the most motivated guy in the world. I'm trying to earn 2 incomes right now, one for my current lifestyle and one for the estate for my family.
Right. Now, and so you're taking medication for this. You're taking chemotherapy from time to time. It's a disease that, that, as you say, is incurable, but it's one that you're fighting, and I admire you for that. I admire you for continuing to work. And also, you, this year you're an award winner. What is this Town Bank Small Business Award?
It's a wonderful honor, Jim. When I was with the SBDC, I did about 12 years with them from the early 90s till about 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
Bill Holland was the executive director, the founder, and when he retired and then Jim Carroll took over, they gave him a real honor and said, we're going to every year name a small businessman of the year in the small business community in Hampton Roads with your name. The award since changed its name from the Bill Holland Award, William Holland Award, to the Town Bank Award.
And they presented it to you this year. Can you hold on just a little bit longer? Can you stay with me a little longer?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Steve Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to have Jack Hornbeck, who's with the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 the hour. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. I'm downtown Virginia Beach, which is hard by to Hampton Roads, Virginia, the eastern shore of Virginia. Over here on, I think I'm pretty close to the Elizabeth River and a couple of other rivers around here. A lot of water. A lot of beautiful countries, wonderful part of the world. Steve Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning small business owner, the recipient of the Town Bank Small Business Award, is still with us. He's been with us now for a segment. He's going to stay with us just a couple of minutes longer. Steve, thanks for hanging out with me. And we're going to bring in Jack Hornbeck now. Jack is the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Hampton Roads, which is a neighboring town to Virginia Beach. Jack, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you very much, and welcome to Hampton Roads.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's good to be here. Thank you for hosting me over here, by the way. I appreciate that very much. We're going to get to that in a minute. Before we do, I think you know Steve Copley pretty well. And I want you to kind of make the Town Bank Award right now. We're going to do it later on in person to person, but do it right now in my show.
Well, Steve, I've known Steve Copeland for many, many years, and in fact, he was at one time where I first got to know him is when he was actually doing a lot of work in helping to support the development of small business here in Hampton Roads, working with our SBDC, and of course, he now has moved on to some very successful projects. But this award, which grew out of an award called the Holleran Award, and it was intended to be given to the organization or individual that we would consider to be a champion of small business. And I think that in Steve's case, this is probably long past due because of all of the work that he has done in just helping to nurture small business here in this market. So it's really a great pleasure for me personally, not just as a representative of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce, to have Steve receive this award today.
Steve, there's your award. What do you got to say about that?
Hey, it's a wonderful honor. I appreciate it, and I'm glad to have been able to help so many small businesses, and I'm kind of glad to be able to get out on my own and be the recipient, you know, the owner of the business myself.
Yeah.
It was a good transition for me to be able to take all the experiences that I've had and get into some of my own projects where it was my own capital and my own rewards from it.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, that's basically the definition of a small business, isn't it? Small business owner, of an entrepreneur. And, you know, Jack, when I read and hear about Steve, he's really an inspiration for small business owners everywhere and a model for not only, you know, being a successful business owner, but giving back to the community. What do you think, Jack?
Well, that's what he's done, and I primarily know him from his giving back, and there are a number of very successful businesses today that really are in place because Steve was, you know, there to help them when they needed the leg up and the assistance, and so he's just a great guy and someone who is well deserving of this.
Yeah. Well, Steve, congratulations on the award, and I'm going to see you later today. I'll be there at the luncheon today when you receive your award. I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face.
I'm looking forward to listening to you and meeting you. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for hanging out with us. Now, Jack, say bye to Steve.
All right, Steve, I'll see you later, huh?
Jack, thank you so much. I'll see you this afternoon.
All right, great.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.